Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, June 18th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. Leading off today, Apple has officially expanded its Mac trade-in program to retail stores in the United States and Canada. This was first reported last week, and now Apple has made the expansion official. Apple has long allowed users to trade in other products like iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch at retail stores, but the Mac trade-in program had been limited to online only. This meant that you had to mail in your old Mac to Apple and wait to receive a gift card or store credit. But with this change, you can now bring your Mac to an Apple store and trade it in to receive an Apple Store gift card or credit towards a new purchase of a Mac. This change should be available at all Apple stores in the US and Canada this week, but the full rollout might vary by area. Of course, some Apple stores in the US and Canada are still closed or limited to only certain services due to COVID-19, so not everyone will be immediately able to take advantage of the new trade-in opportunities, but you can track the Apple Store reopening process in our full guide at the link in the show notes below. In other news, Apple has launched its back-to-school promotion for 2020 in the US. In a change from previous years when Apple had included a free pair of Beats headphones, this time around the deal sees the massively popular AirPods included with Mac and iPad education purchases at no extra cost. Historically, Apple has launched its back-to-school deal in July, but things are taking place earlier this year, possibly in an effort to help with more students learning from home due to the COVID-19 outbreak. The 2020 back-to-school promo sees Apple including a free pair of AirPods with Mac and iPad purchases. In past years, Apple has given a $199 credit to education customers who wanted to opt for more expensive headphones. The same applies this year, except it's a $159 credit. This means that you can upgrade to AirPods with wireless charging case for $40 or AirPods Pro for $90. The free AirPods offer is in addition to the normal education discounts for Mac and iPad purchases, and it's available for college students, K-12, and higher ed teachers and faculty. The deal is not available for the Mac Pro or the Mac Mini or the $329 iPad. Eligible iPad models include the iPad Pro and the iPad Air. Education shoppers can also save 20% on AppleCare Plus purchases for a limited time as well. Head over to the Education Apple Store page or the Apple Store app to take advantage of this year's back-to-school promo now. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder, a powerful and easy-to-use habit tracking and reminder app for iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple Watch, and even Android. Working from home can bring new challenges to your daily life, and HabitMinder makes it easy to get organized with all of your daily tasks. With a clean and simple interface, you can track and create good habits with ease. There are statistics for easily tracking your progress throughout the day, so you always know where you stand and what else you need to do. HabitMinder will help you form healthy habits and keep you accountable with these useful tools. There are more than 50 predefined positive and healthy habits to get you started, and you can easily add and customize your own tasks as well. Change your habits, change your life. HabitMinder is a free download on the App Store with premium features available as an in-app purchase. Learn more and get started today at the link in the show notes below or go to HabitMinder.com. My thanks to HabitMinder for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily and helping me keep my life organized. According to a new report from the BBC, the UK government will scrap plans for its centralized contact tracing app and instead use the Apple and Google Exposure Notification API. The news follows multiple delays about when the UK would actually launch its contact tracing app, which was originally scheduled to debut in May. Starting with iOS 13.5, Apple shipped the Exposure Notification API as part of the system framework, but it does not work out of the box and it requires users to download region-specific government health apps. So even though the API is there, users can't take advantage of it until their local governments launch an app. Contact tracing apps using the Exposure Notification API from Apple determine exposure by using the low-power Bluetooth radios to find nearby phones using the same app and recording an exposure identifier that identifies a particular device. When a user reports themselves as testing positive for coronavirus, the apps send out notifications to anyone who had been in proximity. The UK originally wanted to use a centralized model where the contact tracing app would regularly communicate back to a central server, enabling more data collection and identification of individuals who had become exposed. The Apple and Google approach is decentralized and anonymous. The system allows for users to be notified when someone who was reporting positive for COVID-19 was in proximity, but the identifiers collected cannot be traced back to an individual by the government. And in addition to the privacy protections, the Apple and Google API also runs in the background with little effect on battery life. And furthermore, the Apple and Google approach allows for cross-platform cooperation, so Android and iPhone devices can share identifiers and work together. So while it's good news to see that the UK has shifted its approach to the exposure notification API, it remains to be seen how long it will take for the app to actually be released to users, and how much time has been wasted by not just using the Apple and Google API from the start. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.